about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are on. Thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Let me hear from my engineer guys. Who's there with me today? Hello?
Yes, Dave.
All right. We got Dave on. Dave, are we live?
We are.
We are live. Thank God. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to tell you. You know, it's like coming to work and hitting every red light. You almost can't breathe. All right, you guys can shut down the music if you want. All right, good. I love it. Poor Dave. Thank you, Dave. You work hard. All right, now we're rocking and rolling. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, we have got an enormous response and a lot of concerned listeners about what's going on in the Nevada legislature, and we are trying to research if it's going to happen in your particular legislative session, but we aren't going to be able to have those answers for you yet, but many of you are extremely concerned about this bill proposed by a Democratic state senator in my particular state of Nevada, where they are suggesting or wanting to legislate where a patient can sue a prescriber, whether it's a physician, a nurse practitioner, PA, or anybody else. Our state legislatures decide to give prescribing powers, where you would be able to sue if you become addicted to a medication. And if something like that were to pass, if you are able to see your doctor because you claim you became addicted, and there, of course, there's no strict specifications on what addiction is or which prescribing drug, that's going to open doctors up to a whole slew of liability, probably forcing them to say, I'll pass when you ask for a medication that could have any possible addiction potential. So many of you have kind of deduced that we have kind of an anti-narcotic type of flavor going on right now with our more liberal legislatures, and are pain medicines going to be accessible to you in the future? And I think we all have to kind of come to the reality that the pain management world that we all know of now, no, it's not going to exist later. Right? And even if legislative bills, such as the one that's introduced by the state senator in Nevada, even if that doesn't pass, we have issues with Obamacare and access to doctors and prescribing prescribers, shall I say. So what do we do about pain? Many of you have brought up hypnotherapy. Some of you have brought up biofeedback. One of you claims that acupuncture did wonders for your back. We're going to have to entertain those ideas. We are. All right? And no, I'm not being a conspiracist. I'm not crying the sky is falling because of this one legislative bill that was suggested by a Democratic state senator to allow you to sue your doctor for prescribing. But you need to know that this isn't going away. All right? There are people out there, and understandably so, that think too many of you are on narcotics. And I think a lot of you are on narcotics unnecessarily. However, I also realize that a lot of you are on narcotics for a reason. Some of you are double amputees. Some of you had L4, L5, L5S1 surgery for degenerative disc disease. And it was a failed back surgery. Some of you have had discectomies, laminectomies. Some of you have spinal fusions. There's a variety of things that you all have that maybe the surgery didn't fix and didn't lick. And unfortunately, you still have pain. And your prescription numbers are part of what is prompting this big movement to start cutting back on your pain medicine. Now, I know we got a lot of truckers who listen. I know we have a lot of construction workers, a lot of first responders. Many of you that have hurt yourselves in the line of duty are veterans, God bless them, are people in the military. There's a reason why many of you ask for pain medication. There are a small subset of you who are on them for non-pain reasons and you abuse them. People who take pain medicine that don't need them, those are the abusers. People who take pain medication because they're in pain, I don't like to call you abusers. I like to think of you more as victims. Now, my personal practice, if some of my patients are listening, they're saying, Dahlia, come on, please. You hate prescribing narcotics. It's like pulling teeth to try to get a narcotic prescription out of you. True, I'm not a huge fan of prescribing narcotics. I don't do pain management. I just don't. That's not a field I feel very adept in. And if I think you have chronic pain issues, I like to get a pain management doctor involved, or I like to get an orthopedic doctor involved, depending on what body part is hurting you, a neurosurgeon involved, if you're having neuropathy. I like to co-manage with a neurologist because those aren't my forte. My forte is more emergency medicine, acute care, diabetes, a variety of issues, okay? I'm not going to sit here and list what I'm adept in, all right, because that could obviously take hours, and you don't have that much time on the show. But I just, you know, chose very early on that I was not going to advertise or promote myself as somebody who is a pain management specialist. I never had to become one because we have other people in that field. And so, no, I don't prescribe narcotics a lot. So I don't think I am one of the offenders, but what I do understand is I have many patients who do have chronic pain. I'm a family doctor. I'm supposed to understand what's going on. I'm supposed to empathize. I'm supposed to see the full picture. And I do see the full picture. And if my state legislature and your state legislator could do the same, comes up with a bill saying we are now going to open up liability action and allow you to go after your prescriber, that's going to cause you to have less access because many doctors won't want to prescribe. So my question to you all is, what do you do for your pain? Is it narcotics or have you found something else? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners. Lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again, how would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dave, who is working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. We're talking about pain medicines, your access to pain medicines shrinking as the days go by. And now, in my particular state in which I live, Nevada State Legislature is going to be entertaining a law allowing our citizens to sue their doctor or prescriber for prescribing a medication that has addictive potential. And if a patient claims they became addicted to the medication that the prescriber prescribed, not only can the patient go after the doctor, but also go after the pharmaceutical company. And something like that is probably going to scare the living daylights out of the medical field from prescribing any type of pain medicine. So what we're kind of doing right now is entertaining or educating ourselves on other types of things for that we could do for pain. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got David calling from Texas. Hey, David, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm okay. As good as I can be.
I got a question. I have muscles that were literally shredded in my back due to my profession when I was a very young person. I was only 16 when I was a plasterer, and that required a lot of strength, which I didn't have, but I persevered and made a profession out of it where I literally shredded the muscles in my lower back to the point where when my doctor looked at the CAT scans and MRIs, he said, "Oh my God, it looks like shredded beef or Swiss cheese."
Wow.
What did you do? So
you literally tore your muscles. You're not talking, allegorically. I mean, you literally ripped muscle. Wow.
Over again.
Wow. So what do you do for pain?
Take Norco, 10 over 275, mm-hmm. and I take Neurontin for the nerve in my leg, which actually will burn to the extent where I can peel off just below my hip down to my kneecap. I can literally peel white skin off.
Wow. Let me ask you something, Dave. I know you're in Texas, so I kind of have no idea what's going on in the Texas state legislature, but with what's going on with Nevada, where they're going to try to scare doctors into not prescribing narcotics, it sounds like you've been on Norco, obviously, which is a heavy narcotic, as well as Neurontin for pain. How do you feel about the movement towards cutting back on the ability to get pain medications? Kind of a loaded question.
I think they ought to go after these hypochondriacs and these drug dealers, which are now selling them now, and leave us people that actually really need it and deserve it alone.
Right. Now, let me ask you something, okay? If you've had, you called it the shredded beef, and great picture for us, because many of us like shredded beef. A lot of us are actually hungry, and a shredded beef taco sounds kind of good right now, even a burrito. But I mean, are there any, though, did they say you just have to be on these medicines for life, or are there any opportunities for you to have treatment?
I'm a specialist in Amarillo, and they,
darn. You know what? We got, Dave, I'm sorry. We got a bad connection. It's not coming through. Dave, sorry. We got to let you go. All right. But it sounds like you did see a specialist in Amarillo. That's a place I always want to visit, Amarillo, Texas. That just looks like it's going to be fun. That just looks like it'll be a fun place. Some of you are waiting for medical science to progress. Okay. Some of you have had failed back surgeries. I got to, though, tell you, I have been really impressed with some of the back surgeries lately. I've had less, probably in the last 5 years, I've had the least amount of people with failed back surgeries. Depending on what they got. So I think we've made phenomenal improvements in back surgery. But some of you have these conditions that we really don't know how to fix. Now, why would a muscle tear? All right, that's pretty rare. To actually see muscle tear. Now, we've had people who have lost their tendon insertion point, right? Like some of you will lose your biceps insertion point, or you will tear your bite. So it actually can happen. This is something that is still very real. It's rare, and it's extremely traumatic. But having a biceps tendon rupture or another type of tendon rupture or a muscle tear, those things aren't as easy as you just going in and just sewing. Okay, that may not cure the pain. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What are you taking for your pain? Have you been able to get off narcotics? Do you agree with the movement that doctors prescribe too many narcotics and we need to go after the doctors and scare the hell out of them and threaten that they're going to lose their house? And boy, is this a loaded question. I don't care. I'm the one behind the mic. I got to tell you, I am spewing so much fire right now. My mic's going to probably ignite. But, and I apologize if it's a loaded question, but is going after the doctors, going after the prescribers a way to handle people on multiple narcotics? Okay, I mean, I understand what this Democratic senator wants to do. He wants to, I'm assuming, all right, that there's some good intentions to this. It's very hard to see among the cloud of liability we're going to be blanketed in, but that's not, we'll talk about that another time. But I mean, if his intentions are to decrease the number of narcotics that's being written in the state of Nevada, let's say, all right, and of course, many of your other states, I'm sure there's certain narcotic abuse, I can understand why attacking the doctors is is a path one could take. But just like with Obamacare, and just like with a lot of things government wants to do when they get involved, they don't look at the big picture. And if, God forbid, you do need a pain medicine, or you do need treatment for pain, and doctors realize that they're wide open to liability, if you can later claim that you got addicted to the medicine that they prescribed, they're going to be unwilling to prescribe it. And as we discussed yesterday, we live in a free country. We live in a democracy. Being a citizen of America, which is one of probably the greatest gifts I've ever received, and I'm so grateful for being in this country, is I have the power to choose. I have the ability, if I need to get my birth control, to get my suppositories, to get my STD medication, again, hypothetically, or to get a pain medicine if I so need it. All right. True, you may have to pay for it if you don't have health insurance. You may have to pay for it. True, you may have to wait a couple weeks to see your doctor, which is going to worsen, but you still have that ability. If the government is trying to scare the doctors into not prescribing, now you have less of an opportunity to get what your freedom provides. And if your doctors don't want to dole out the Viagra or the nasal spray or the antibiotic because you could later claim you became addicted to it, you don't really have that freedom with your medical care anymore. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Wes calling from Detroit. Wes, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Good. Not good. I'm ticked off. But anyway, no need to lie. I'm fine. What?
Well, I was calling about your topic. 12 years ago, I had a spinal fusion, L4, L5, and a result from a car accident. And surgery was okay. Luckily, I was 19, 20 at the time. I rebounded pretty quickly. But, I've been on pain medicine almost the entire time. I had a couple of years there where I was, free of the pain medicine. But as I got older, I started needing it more and more. Mm-hmm. And in the last 5 years, I've got to the point to where if I can't take it, I can't have a good day. I have a hard time staying up straight. I get the shooting pain down the leg.
Uh-huh.
And, I've heard these rumors about, the Vicodin and the aspirin, and they're going to make it harder to get the medicine. And without the medicine, I couldn't fully function.
Right. And Wes, can I ask, how old are you now?
33.
Okay, so you've been on these medicines for about 14 years. You also bring back up a very interesting point. A lot of people think that if you've been on medicine, let's say for 14 years, you're addicted to it, you're dependent on it, and if you miss your medicine, you'll go through withdrawal, which happens. But you had brought up, if you miss your medicine, you're not bringing up the diarrhea, you're not bringing up the shakes, you're actually bringing up the sciatica-type pain, the neuropathic pain. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And if I don't take the medicine, the pain that I have starts coming back in an intense, way that, it's like the medicine gets me through my day. I always have the pain, but I don't have that pain level at an 8, 9, or a 10 where,
right,
I just can't function.
Right. So then how do you feel then about this movement, in terms of trying to prevent overprescribing?
I think in a controlled setting, you should be able to, take whatever the doctor feels is necessary. But I think it's going to hurt a lot of people that depend on the medication.
Agreed. All right, Wes, will you feel better? Thank you for your call. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain. What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Back on the Doc Fidelia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are talking about pain medicines, what you all are doing for pain, for your chronic conditions. Have you been able to get off pain medicines and use something like biofeedback or acupuncture or hypnotherapy with any success, as we have a growing movement to cut back on narcotic overprescribing? We've been alluding to a Senate bill, I believe it's Senate Bill 75, that was introduced by a Democratic state senator in my particular state where I practice in Nevada, that would actually put doctors or prescribers at risk of being sued if they prescribe a medication to a patient that they claim they later became addicted to. And a bill such as this passing is going to probably prevent many prescribers from giving you medicines that you may regularly rely on, whether it be a Valium, a Xanax, a pain medicine, a sleeping medicine, a Viagra, an antibiotic, a nasal spray. The term addiction was so loosely written in this bill, you could claim you need your antibiotic antibiotics or you get sick and you're addicted to them. I mean, it's just money falling from the sky for everybody. And I think the main people that aren't happy are those of us that prescribe and those of you who don't want your doctor hesitating when they have to prescribe. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Philip from North Carolina. Hey, Philip, how you doing?
Doing good, Dr. Dahlia.
Good. Sure. Thank you.
Hey, your senator out there, he's a nut. You know? that's crazy. That's some of the craziest legislation I've ever seen.
I know.
Or heard of.
I'm in shock. I didn't believe it. When I first heard about it, I didn't believe it. And you know, it's funny how the people that make these laws, I don't know much about this state senator, but I sincerely doubt he's in the health care field, right? Don't you love it where non-health care people, right, like Pelosi and Sebelius, actually make decisions on yours and my health care? It just blows my mind. Anyway.
Yeah, it never really turns out to our benefit, I don't believe. But, the medication that he's talking about, it is addictive by nature. If you take this, you're not going to be addicted to it as in a sense of you're abusing it illegally.
Right.
If you take it just even if prescribed, this narcotics, when they attach on those nerve endings, you're going to be addicted to it. You have to have it or you become what they call dope sick, I think, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of that. I've had peripheral neuropathy for several years. Been through the gamut of everything.
Ooh.
And, I've had to switch off of different drugs and would love to be completely off of everything. And, matter of fact, the last visit I made, I went to a pain clinic and, and they're talking about doing a surgical procedure. Where they have a neurotransmitter of some type that they can attach in to your legs and to your arms. And so that's what I'm looking at next. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. But,
right. No, I mean, and neuropathy, that's definitely a growing field and becomingly more commonly felt by many because we're you know, as we get older, as we get diabetes, as we have more degenerative disease of our back, you get more nerve pinching. And something like that, an over-the-counter Tylenol, is not going to help.
Oh, no, it won't even touch it. I mean, like I said, I went through the Neurontin, all the milder stuff. I've tried acupuncture. I've tried really anything and everything.
Yeah.
And the only thing that actually does handle the thing is a narcotic type of medication. And, what choice am I going to have if that goes through?
Right. Yeah. All right, I hear you. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen in your state. Thank you so much, Philip. God bless you. Feel better. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you may be saying, Dr. Dahlia, you're making too big a deal of this. There is no way that bill would pass in your state. It's too ridiculously written. I don't know. I honestly, remember, you have a lot of non-medical professionals that want to get their fingers, right, their index finger, deep into the orifice of our healthcare woes. And I apologize. I don't know anything about the state senator except he's Democrat. That's all I know. And if you guys could fill me in. But I just, based on the way that bill was written, to me, I don't see any sort of hint that particular senator knows anything about healthcare or has ever worked in healthcare. And I could be wrong. I mean, he could be a nurse. He could be a physician. I don't know. I don't know anything about him. But, you know, when you see a bill like that written, you just kind of scratch your head and go, how is something like this even entertained? Mind you, too many of you guys are on pain medications that probably don't need to be. I think many of you can look into chiropractic, can look into acupuncture. But see, somebody like Philip that called in, the reason why I'm a huge fan of a patient like him is because he did try alternative medicine. He It didn't just go to the narcotics, but I got to tell you something. A lot of my patients that have true back pain or true hip pain or arthritis or true neuropathy, they have tried everything. You know, I wish none of you ever feel the pain that some of my patients have to endure with their neuropathic pain or their shingles pain that's chronic or their orthopedic pain or neurological pain. But when you suffer that kind of pain, you are desperate. And many of these people have tried everything. So to have a law, per se, that is going to scare the doctors into not prescribing when you have people that did try everything. I mean, I can understand the motive of, all right, you can't just go get a narcotic. You got to go and try something else. But most of these people who are on chronic narcotics, they tried everything else. They're not stupid. They're not trying to get their narcotic to get high. We're talking about the people that a bill like this could really, really hurt. Yes, there are people out there that use their medications to feel better. Narcotics can give you a buzz. Narcotics can help you sleep. Narcotics can increase your sex drive. I've seen it. Narcotics can make PMS a little easier. Some people use narcotics for non-pain. To me, that's abuse. But your victim of degenerative disc disease or sciatica or neuropathy or a shingles outbreak that left them with chronic neuropathy, these people aren't abusing the medication. And a law like this is going to prevent them from getting their medication. But I'm making a big deal about this one particular law because even if it's thrown out, you see the thought process of, I don't know if it's liberals, I don't know if it's Democrat. I mean, I'm sure there's some conservatives out there that also would love to attack the overprescribing issue. It is an issue that needs to get fixed. And remember, you know, a lot of these people in their political posts do want to, you know, get their 5, 10, 15 minutes of fame. I mean, look at Mayor Bloomberg. Boy, is he famous for that 16-ounce soda debacle. Now, he doesn't think it's a debacle. We do. So then, where should we move towards this? Because I could yell and complain about this bill. If the bill gets thrown out, you guys will say, thank you, Dahlia, for an entertaining show, but you kind of wasted our time. No, I don't want to waste your time. You have to realize that the way healthcare is going, we are going to be very impinged when it comes to prescribing and when it comes to getting access to narcotics. FDA is already making changes. Medical boards are already kind of putting forth some guidelines that they want doctors to follow. And I got to be honest with you, I have no problem checking in with my state medical board. I am totally fine with that. If my state medical board wants to know what's going on with some of my patients on chronic medications, I have the proof. I sent them to an orthopedist. I've offered pain management. I've talked to them about addiction. I am fine with my medical board. If they want to just kind of, you know, oversee what doctors are doing, I'm fine with that. I hate the fact that people have to look at your personal charts, which, you know, seems to happen nowadays with insurance companies or, you know, health department wanting to know that you're vaccinating kids. But I have no problem checking in. What I have a problem with is government making a stupid law that'll open me up to liability. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know, we haven't talked about anything going on in California. I know, it was, we talked about the whole TB outbreak, and we talk about what's going on with them legislatively and healthcare, et cetera. So California got a break today, didn't they? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please, by the way, follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We still have a couple cabins left for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com and check that that out. All right, we're talking about pain medications, legislation to try to prevent doctors from prescribing, changes with the FDA in narcotics, and your ability to have access. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Bill calling from Florida. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Doc.
Oh, good. Another trucker. I love you guys.
I just gotta say about this prescription thing. There's somebody that you could enlist in your fight against this, and they got a very deep pocket, plus a whole bunch of ruthless lawyers. And that would be the pharmaceutical company.
Right.
They don't want their lifeline cut off. They make more money on those than anything else, probably.
No, it's true. And in fact, even the legislation will allow people to go after the pharmaceutical company. But here's the only problem, Bill. Many of the Lortabs, the Percocets, they're generic. So Pfizer, for example, may not be affected at all. You know, somebody suing for Lortab, because they couldn't really go after Pfizer. Lortab is a generic hydrocodone acetaminophen. But if, so let's say somebody says, well, I'm addicted to my Viagra and I need to take my Viagra every day. Yeah, then, maybe we could get Pfizer to help us. But you're right. They definitely have the deep pockets. I don't know. It kind of blows my mind when I see these pharmaceutical companies get sued for something. They really don't seem to fight back. They usually just kind of pay the settlement. Maybe because they can.
Yeah, well, they got lots of money.
Yeah, they do. Right. No, but anyway, thank you, Bill, for calling. Keep trucking out there. Be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I like to move forward in coming up with some sort of a solution. I hate just sitting here complaining about, but I do that, don't I? I just sit here and complain about Obamacare. I complain about Washington. I complain about everything. In-laws. I do like to complain. It's very therapeutic for me. But I don't want to just sit here and complain. Okay? I like to identify what the problem is and try to come up with a solution or a different plan of attack. If narcotics, whether this Nevada state law passes or not, all right, whether Washington successfully is able to control prescribing like they want to, if medical boards seem to really kind of sit on the doctor's shoulders while they're prescribing, the problem that I think many of us can agree that is going to be upon us fairly soon is having access to your narcotics, having the ability to ask for a medication without your doctor hesitating, turning you down. And maybe we do need to move towards medical research that looks at how to deal with pain that's doesn't involve a narcotic. All right. We've talked about acupuncture. We've talked about homeopathic treatments. Biofeedback is another technique. Chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation. I can't tell you how many people have received great relief with pressure being taken off the nerve because they had the adjustment. All right. There's also distraction techniques. We talked about some herbs and supplements yesterday, like capsaicin, valerian root, turmeric. I think there was also Aquamin. The only reason why I remember Aquamin is because it sounded like Aquaman. But, I mean, I'm not an idiot. I know these things can sometimes, they won't even touch the type of pain. But what a lot of pain and painful maladies have in common is it's sometimes a, shall we say, it's your brain's interpretation of the pain. When you hurt yourself, all right, or let's say you've been touching a hot stove. Sometimes you don't even realize you touch the hot stove because you're distracted. Okay, you're talking to the kids, you're yelling at the kids. Then you turn and you look because you feel a spark. Then you see it and you scream, ow. Now, yes, you would have hurt. You would have had pain, but it took a little while for the pain to come. Now, I'm not going to go into the nociceptive and the non-nociceptive receptors and somatic pain, visceral, neuropathic, all those fun words. that we had to study in medical school and make little flashcards art to figure out what pain is causing what. But the main gist of pain is your body interpreting something is wrong and then sending down the nerve fibers back to that arm or leg or tongue, whatever you bit or whatever you hurt, to tell you to move. So maybe research needs to, you know, start focusing on the mental manipulation of pain. You know how we've talked about electric shock therapy? TENS units, for example. TENS units, which many of you have used, where it gives you these little electrical impulses or just electrical stimulation that many of your physical therapists and chiropractics use. That works by manipulating the pain receptors as they go to the brain and as they get received, because you're getting these little electric shocks. My husband gave me a TENS unit when I was in labor. That sucker worked. Now, yes, after 5 days of labor, I was begging for the epidural. I was exhausted. But he brought in a TENS unit when I was in the hospital because it was too early for me to get anything for pain. And I was miserable by day four. And he brought in a TENS unit and the sucker worked. He attached it to my low back. No, he didn't have to shave me first. He attached it to my low back and it sent these impulses and it helped. I didn't believe it. Now, mind you, I'm a screaming pregnant woman, 60 pounds overweight, right, from all the, you know, steroids and not that you take steroids, but when you're pregnant, the steroids cause you to blow up and gain weight. So I had a larger body mass index and the sucker worked. Okay, we need to spend a lot of focus on ways to deal with pain that are that could be successful without the use of narcotics, because a lot of us are highly dependent. Everybody that's called me, I don't want to say everybody, but most, because I don't know if Bill's on pain medicine, but most of the people that have called me, they have medical conditions that require them to be on regular narcotics. Well, then maybe we should. All right. I know they research a lot of stuff out there. Okay. Even though I hate the fact that we have to take people away from cancer research, melanoma research, Alzheimer's research to do this, because the government has a fire up their butt to try to start, you know, cutting back on narcotics. But that's the way society's going right now. All right. And one of the reasons why they want to do this is, remember, we have Obamacare coming up. And we are having an access problem with people not being able to go to the doctor. And there are groups of individuals who feel people coming in for narcotics are going to take up the doctor's time, take up space in the waiting room, take up an appointment visit for somebody who could have a pneumonia. Of course they want to decrease the amount of your doctor visits, decrease your prescriptions. You're using up healthcare dollars that many people feel is non-life-threatening. Now, mind you, you know, you're in pain and you're dizzy from the pain and, you know, you get into a car. To me, anything still holds its value and holds its worth in terms of being significant. I will never turn down a patient because I think their problem is less significant than somebody else's. Pain to me is extremely significant, but it's just another way to decrease the amount of healthcare dollars spent, to decrease the amount of workload the healthcare system has, and I think they're going about it all wrong. I do agree that we should research non-narcotic ways to help with pain. I think that would be wonderful. And I think we are going to be successful. I think there are ways to manipulate the brain, right? Hopefully not hurting anything else, all right, to cause you to feel less pain. And if we could get people off narcotics, I'm a fan of it. What I'm not a fan of is government trying to step in, blanketly allowing lawsuits up the yin-yang and preventing us doctors to do what we were trained to do. Like I've said before, I went to medical school. I went to medical school to help people. Right? I would not have spent 11 years in training just to be told by the government, no, I don't want you to prescribe that, by a non-healthcare worker in the government telling me how to manage my patients. I'm the one that went to medical school. You take care of a dying patient. You hold a dying baby. You hold somebody whose skull was ripped apart. And then maybe you could tell me about prescribing pain medicine. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable.
We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.